Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Believe in Me, 1897, formerly Undated Manuscript 58. Portions of this manuscript is published in 7b, c. 989. First 7 pages missing. Ye shall seek me, said Christ to his disciples, and as I said unto the Jews, whither I go ye cannot come. So now I say to you. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, whither goest thou? Jesus answered, Whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. Peter seemed to realize that Christ was referring to his death, for he said, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. Jesus answered him, Wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, The cock shalt not crow before thou shalt deny me thrice. John 13, verse 33, 36-38. Peter did not then understand these words, but in a short time he remembered them with a remorse that broke him to pieces. He was converted. How confident man is apt to be in his own strength! Little did Peter think of the possibility of his denying Christ, but circumstances of a most trying nature came up, in which he was involved, and he declared, I know not the man. Matthew 26, verse 74. If Peter had kept away from those who were making false and unworthy statements in regard to Christ, he would not have denied his master. Christ now sought to divert the minds of the disciples to more pleasing subjects. The time was weighty with importance, and Christ understood the characters of all before him. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me, declares the psalmist. Thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. Psalm 139, verse 1-3. With his prophetic eye, Christ saw the characters that his disciples would develop in a crisis. Before the thoughts of distrust had entered their minds, even before they had supposed they could entertain such thoughts, Christ knew what they would think. He desired to prepare the way for them to reveal their inward instincts, that he might open to them truth that will stand through all time. Let not your hearts be troubled, he said. John 14, verse 1. But should not their hearts be troubled? Had he not just said that the cock should not crow thrice before Peter should deny him thrice? Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Verse 1. Cultivate implicit faith in me, and it will be a safeguard in the hour of trial. From the evidence they had received, from their knowledge of Christ and his work, the disciples were to believe in him. After his baptism, while praying to his Father, the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily shape like a dove, and a voice from heaven was heard saying, This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Matthew 3, verse 16, 17. As you believe in the revelation of God in the Scriptures, even so believe in me as the only begotten Son of God, the express image of His person. The manifestation of God's love is to be communicated through the only channel by which His mercy can flow to you, the only channel through which your prayers can reach the Father's throne. You are to believe in me as you believe in God. The tide of His love is to flow through me. The treasures of heaven are at Christ's command. When Christ came to this world, God gave him the disposal of every gift, that he might carry out the will of his Father. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. John 14, verse 2, 3. These words of Christ are assurance enough, if he had said nothing more. If that which you see and experience in a few days was to end your relation to me, I would have told you. In the place of sorrowing, you should rejoice. Although your hearts are and will be troubled and perplexed, yet in the end you will rejoice, for I go to prepare a place for you. You will have a right to be there, a right to be in the Father's presence. Christ is the truth of all that we find in the Father. The definition of heaven is the presence of Christ. Christ holds before the eyes of the disciples a very beautiful picture, a happy family, filling the many mansions of the heavenly home.